A report from New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer shows the changing face of the office workforce in Manhattan over more than two decades. WNYC's Ilya Meritz has details.
1990 was the year David Dinkins became mayor. The hit movie was Ghost, and Madonna inspired people everywhere to Vogue. And if you were talking about any of this at the water cooler back then, you probably know that the workplace has changed a lot over more than two decades. Today, if you work in an office in Manhattan, your coworkers are less likely to be white and less likely to be black. The number of women in office jobs is smaller, partly because some jobs traditionally held by women, like switchboard operator, have disappeared. Three-quarters of workers today have a bachelor's degree or higher, up from a little more than half in 1990. And people are working longer hours, more than three additional hours each week on average. One stat has hardly moved, however. The number of people working in offices in Manhattan is 1.2 million, just a little higher than it was back in 1990. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.